production.
From The Monthly and Listener, it's The Politics. I'm Rachel Withers, and today, no time for sabre-prattling. There has been a justifiable amount of consternation following Chinese Ambassador Xiao Qian's chilling speech to the National Press Club yesterday, in which he warned Beijing would use all necessary means to achieve reunification with Taiwan. The language was concerning, said Treasurer Jim Chalmers on RN, adding that Australia's interests were best served by peace, stability and prosperity in the region. Veterans Affairs Minister Matt Keogh spoke carefully, saying that there can be no compromise on Taiwan, while calling for a de-escalation and a, quote, reversion to normal conditions. Former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd appeared on RN2, saying he was deeply concerned about the possible impending use of force, while noting China's position wasn't new. Rudd praised the federal government for resisting Beijing's political bait, as did former ASIO boss Dennis Richardson, who said the approach had been, quote, spot on. But Rudd couldn't resist a few cracks at Peter Dutton, the, quote, architect of Australia's megaphone diplomacy, whose hairy-chested posturing had gotten us nowhere. But is the opposition leader finally preparing to soften his tone, to take this threat seriously, now that things are looking truly alarming? Dutton couldn't resist a few swipes back at Rudd, noting on RN that it was the former Prime Minister who infamously labelled the Chinese government rat-fuckers over their handling of 2009 climate talks. But the former Defence Minister did seem to be offering more nuance on China today, and not just towards Chinese Australians, as Liberal strategists have been begging him to do. After yesterday hammering his favourite Nazi Germany analogy, Dutton took a slightly more sober tone on the ABC, backing the government's position, while continuing to insist that we need to be frank about the threat. He clarified that he had misspoken on the weekend when he said Taiwan was an independent country. That's more than his predecessor was willing to do, while confirming his support for the bipartisan One China policy. I think we should bolster our defences, Dutton added, a curious comment from a man who, as defence minister, spent more of the past few years beating his war drum than actually doing anything to bolster those defences. The opposite of speak softly and carry a big stick, as the Australian often pointed out. Nevertheless, it does seem as if Dutton may be turning a corner here, with former ASIO boss Richardson also commending the opposition leader for this morning's display of bipartisanship. It's clear that the ambassador's speech has been a bit of a wake-up call to Australians, a sobering sign of things to come. But could it also have been a wake-up call to Dutton? The opposition leader has long insisted that he is the one taking the China threat seriously. On the contrary, it is others who have been approaching this in a measured and sensible way, with Dutton and Morrison's ludicrous and dangerous posturing being widely criticised by intelligence experts. Dutton this morning praised Labor's new approach, which really hasn't changed all that much, saying that the Albanese government can now see the security briefings that he used to get as defence minister. But it seems it is Dutton who is the one recognising the threat for the very first time, finally acknowledging that this is not a game, and certainly not one Australia could win. Perhaps he has now realised that the best way to preserve peace is not to prepare for war, as he said in his warmongering Anzac Day speech, but to do everything in one's power to preserve peace. Moving on to our good opinion of the day, Veterans Affairs Minister Matt Keogh has welcomed the interim report from the Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicide. As he said in a press conference, if there have been failings in the way in which Defence has operated, failings in the way that the Department of Veterans Affairs has operated, I'm deeply sorry about that. The report has made 13 recommendations, including more resources to clear the 40,000 claim backlog. And in today's bad opinion, Treasurer Jim Chalmers has poured cold water on an ACTU proposal to repeal the Stage 3 tax cuts, which he notes are already legislated. As he told RN Breakfast, There is a view out there in the community that somehow they need to be legislated between now and coming in 2024. The status quo is that they're legislated. He insisted the government would not repeal them, even if a community consensus formed that they were not necessary. And in our number of the day, approximately 200,000 people in remote parts of Australia don't have access to safe drinking water, with a further 400,000 regularly drinking water that fails aesthetic standards. And in today's policy, the Climate Change Authority has suggested Australian companies be allowed to buy international carbon credits, sparking fresh warnings about fake climate action. The Greens have already hit back at the, quote, international offset accounting tricks, while experts warn that carbon markets are compromising net zero goals. In today's episode of 7am, when a voice to Parliament was first proposed in the Uluru Statement from the Heart, it was dismissed by then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. It seemed possible that the proposal might never be put in front of the Australian people. But Australians could soon get to vote in a referendum, and we will be asked whether Australia should amend its constitution to create an Indigenous voice to Parliament. Today, someone who has spent years working towards constitutional recognition, Chair in Constitutional Law at the University of New South Wales, Megan Davis. Listen to 7am Now on the Listener app. And that is The Politics for Thursday, August 11. Subscribe to The Politics on the Listener app to hear new episodes as soon as they drop, and head to themonthly.com.au to subscribe to The Politics newsletter, delivered straight to your inbox every weekday afternoon. I'm Rachel Withers, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.